What is the lake of fire? Is it the same as hell or Gehenna? The Bible's answer. The lake of fire is a symbol of eternal destruction. It is the same as Gehenna, but it is different from hell, which is the common grave of mankind. Not a literal lake. The five Bible verses that mention the lake of fire show it to be a symbol rather than a literal lake. Revelation 19:20, 20, 10, 14, and 15, and 21:8. The following are cast into the lake of fire. The devil. As a spirit creature, the devil cannot be harmed by literal fire. Death. This is not a literal entity, but represents a state of inactivity, the absence of life. Death cannot literally be burned. The wild beast and the false prophet. Revelation 19:20. Since these are symbols, doesn't it seem reasonable to conclude that the lake they are thrown into is also a symbol? A symbol of eternal destruction. The Bible says that the lake of fire means the second death. Revelation 20:14 and 21:8. The first kind of death mentioned in the Bible resulted from Adam's sin. This death can be reversed by resurrection and will eventually be eliminated by God. The lake of fire represents a different or second kind of death. Although it, too, represents a state of total inactivity, it is different in that the Bible says nothing about a resurrection from the second death. For example, the Bible says that Jesus has the keys of hell and of death, showing that he has the authority to release people from the death brought by Adam's sin. Revelation 1:18, King James Version. However, neither Jesus nor anyone else has a key to the lake of fire. That symbolic lake represents eternal punishment in the form of permanent destruction. Identical to Gehenna, the Valley of Hinnom. Gehenna, Greek, Gehenna, is mentioned 12 times in the Bible. Like the lake of fire, it is a symbol of eternal destruction. Although some translations render this word as hell, Gehenna is different from hell. Hebrew, Sheol, Greek, Hades. The word Gehenna literally means Valley of Hinnom, referring to a valley just outside Jerusalem. In Bible times, the city residents used this valley as a garbage dump. They kept a fire constantly burning there to destroy refuse. Maggots consumed anything that the fire did not reach. Jesus used Gehenna as a symbol of everlasting destruction. He said that in Gehenna, the maggot does not die and the fire is not put out. Mark 9:47 and 48. He thus alluded to the conditions in the Valley of Hinnom and also to the prophecy at Isaiah 66:24, which says, "They will go out and look on the carcasses of the men who rebelled against me, for the worms on them will not die, and their fire will not be extinguished." Jesus' illustration describes not torture, but complete annihilation. The worms and fire consume carcasses or dead bodies, not living people. The Bible gives no indication of any return from Gehenna. The lake of fire and the fiery Gehenna both represent permanent, everlasting destruction. Revelation 20:14 and 15 and Matthew 18:9. How tormented day and night forever and ever? If the lake of fire is a symbol of destruction, why does the Bible say that in it the devil, the wild beast, and the false prophet will be tormented day and night forever and ever? Revelation 20:10. Consider four reasons why this torment does not refer to literal torture. 1. For the devil to be tortured eternally, he would have to be kept alive forever. However, the Bible says that he will be brought to nothing or put out of existence. 2. Everlasting life is a gift from God, not a punishment. 3. The wild beast and the false prophet are symbols and cannot experience literal torture. 4. The context of the Bible indicates that the torment of the devil is everlasting restraint or destruction. The word used for torment in the Bible can also mean a condition of restraint. For example, the Greek word for tormentors used at Matthew 18:34 is rendered as jailers in many translations, showing the connection between the words torment and restraint. Likewise, the parallel accounts at Matthew 8:29 and Luke 8:30 and 31 equate torment with the abyss, a figurative place of complete inactivity or death. In fact, several times the book of Revelation uses the word torment in a symbolic sense.